So one of the things I'm not clear about, so I wanted to make sure for my sake, did you all attend UA Fayetteville together at the same time? Did you matriculate together?
There was an
There was
overlap.
an
We were all
overlap.
there at the same time. I was the first to be admitted.
Okay.
And my transition from undergrad to graduate school was quite eventful. As I mentioned, I'm a graduate of Ouachita Baptist University. I graduated magna cum laude, ranked fifth in a class of 200, had strong letters of recommendation for graduate school, had submitted applications, and was prepared not to have a break in my educational training to leave Ouachita and to enroll in a graduate program in psychology. I was surprised to know that I would not have a letter of acceptance by the time I graduated from Ouachita. And my professors were also surprised. I did not realize that a lot of schools were not accepting students of color during that era. And my professors were determined that I would get into a program. So during the summer, they were working very hard with me to find a program that I could apply even at that late date and possibly get admitted. And thanks to my major professor, Dr. Vogt, who is past nine now, I was able to find out about the program at the University of Arkansas. I had not planned to go to Fayetteville because I wanted to get out of the state. Remember, I wanted to go to HBCU. But as it turned out, I was admitted to that program, and I was the first of three. There were three of us who were admitted in that first class. Daphne Morris, who has passed on, and Natalie Dyer, who had completed her undergraduate work at Fayetteville. Daphne Morris was actually a graduate of Philander Smith
Yes,
College.
she was.
Yes. I did not know of Dr. Robert L. Williams either. And it was not until after I had been admitted to the program that I learned about the African American psychologist, Dr. Robert L. Williams, who is a graduate of Philander, who drafted what is called the 10-point program. And this was a program to challenge universities to diversify their departments of psychology at the graduate level. He had submitted 300 letters, and Arkansas was one of the 30 who signed on to that program. And it was a result of his pioneering efforts that
Absolutely.
my class was admitted, and I think our class was the largest class of African American students to be admitted.
And how many were in that class?
There were three African Americans, and I think a total of 12 in the program.